Item number 11.
Item number 11 from the Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Fiscal Affairs Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting retroactive authorization to apply for and accept Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Funds for the federal fiscal year 2013 and to establish a separate trust fund to deposit the monies. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee approved the item by a vote of 6 ayes and 0 noes.
Move concurrence.
Supervisor Romo West moves concurrence with the action of the Judiciary, Safety, and General Services Committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. We are here to ask that you retroactively accept and allow us to apply for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant for the fiscal year 2013. The U.S. Department of Justice allocates funding to the local municipalities based on the crime stats that they submit to the federal government. Based off of that, they then allocate funding to the municipalities that basically have the brunt share of the crimes. For 2013, the total funding that was allocated to the Milwaukee County municipalities was $806,327. Of that amount, $772,401 was allocated to the city of Milwaukee. We work in conjunction with the city of Milwaukee to establish the funding that will be shared between the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, since the county is responsible for the prosecution and incarceration of the individual the crime stats are reported against. The city of Milwaukee agreed to take $85,000 off the top of their funding to continue to fund the Community Justice Committee coordinator position out at the Public Policy Forum, and then agreed to split the rest of the funds 50-50 with Milwaukee County. That allowed us for $343,701 in funding. After various departments submitted projects, it was decided that we would allocate $252,049 to the district attorney's office to continue to fund the community prosecutors through July of 2013. That will provide for funding for 5 FTE positions. We also decided to fund the sheriff's office for overtime hours for their alcohol-impaired driving initiative in the amount of $43,802, and to fund the House of Correction canine unit in the amount of $47,850, which will allow the House of Correction to purchase 3 additional canine units, as well as the certifications for those canine units and additional canine equipment. On the spending plan that was included in your packets, I believe you can see what the remainder of the funds will be spent for by the individual municipalities that received funding. We don't really generally advise them in what they spend. We simply make sure that they tie out to the number of funds that were appropriated to them.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you Ms. Rudichev?
I am. Sorry.
Veronica
Rudichev, Fiscal Affairs.
Thank you very much. Whose first name is Veronica. She's a fiscal and management analyst. Thank you very much, ma'am. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, can you please fill out a blue card?
Comments? Thank you, Madam Clerk. Supervisor Stanford.
Yes, so the... Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the... it was already applied for and already approved?
That is correct. The grant has already been applied for. We have not received approval of the grant, but as part of the application, we do have to have a public hearing, but it can be held after the submittal of the application.
And what happens during the public hearing?
We simply advise you on how much the funding was allocated and what projects it will be spent on.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Romo West has moved concurrence with the action of the Judiciary, Safety, and General Services Committee. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Judiciary, Safety, and General Services is approved.
Thank you. And you did a wonderful job, Ms. Rudichev.
You did. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 12, please.
Item number 12 from the Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Fiscal Affairs Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2013 appropriation transfer packet for the July 2013 cycle.
Mr. Fudge.
Thank you, Director Mr. Chairman. Fudge. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. Before you have a brief fund transfer packet, four fund transfers, two receipts of revenue, one for IMSD, one for Child Support Services, one capital receipt of revenue for the Layton Avenue resurfacing, and one departmental fund transfer for the Midwest Airlines Trust Fund payment. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Is there a request for a separate action for any of the four items?
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Roman West moves approval of the packet. Which is very slow.
Yeah. Thankfully, at this time of year.
If there are no comments, questions, Supervisor Schmidt.
I just want to make sure there's no tax rate implications. Not that it doesn't mean we don't want to look at it, obviously, but anything, any red flags anywhere, and has they all been signed by the county executive?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, no and yes, respectively.
What's the no on?
No red flags.
No on any red flags
okay,
or
good.
Tax levy implications, and yes, they've all been signed.
Thank you.
Executive is signed.
Great. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Eight ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve is approved.